Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2012. And yes, once again, our server is a victim of the evil ones. We were hit with a denial of service attack again this morning. And while the damage for that was being repaired, it was decided to do some hardware upgrades to make it easier to deal with these attacks and hopefully track down where it's all coming from. And so they're over at the ISP, they're installing some additional hardware and hope to have the server back up and running in a more robust fashion here in the immediate future. So we're keeping an eye on that, and we'll keep it up to date. But they're telling me it's probably going to be a significant part of the day. And I know that's frustrating for those of us who are going through posting withdrawal and all the rest of that. All righty. So our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And there's a lot of very, very weird stuff going on, and there's a lot of disinformation flying back and forth. Russia is still denying earlier reports that they had Marines on the ground, special anti-terror troops on the ground, so forth and so on. It occurs to me that the reason the American media was pushing that story, because it was on Fox News, it was on ABC, is it counters and justifies the growing revelation that U.S. and NATO special forces are also on the ground in Syria on the side of the coup d'etat. And so it's basically this story about Russians being on the ground and saying, well, they're doing it too. To try and explain it all away. But, of course, that's how we got that whole mess in Vietnam going. Oh, there's commies on the ground. We've got to stop the commies. And, you know, we lost that one, 60,000 Americans killed. But the defense contractors got rich, and, of course, that made it all worthwhile. But meanwhile, we're getting more and more information from within Syria that MI6 and CIA are in Syria training the coup d'etat, which is a repeat of what happened in Iran in 1953. We don't like your government. We're going to go in. We're going to overthrow it, and that will just be the way it is. So, anyway. Now, we have been reporting over the last year that the coup d'etat in Syria are committing very serious human rights violations. They're obviously not concerned with the health and welfare of the Syrian people. And now Human Rights Watch has basically come out and acknowledged that the Syrian rebels, the Al-Qaeda, the CIA, the MI6, the overthrowers, the plotters, they're basically guilty of atrocities. And in many cases, these atrocities were committed with the intention of blaming them on Syria's government. It's another classic American overthrow of a government in order to install a puppet ruler. And you send some operatives in, they commit a bunch of atrocities, you blame them on the government, and you say, oh, we've got to go in there and overthrow that government to bring peace to the region. And what is brought to the region is poverty, enslavement to a private central bank, and the looting of their national resources. And it's the same game the United States has been playing for, well, pretty much close to a century now. I think the rest of the world is getting really, really tired of it. Now, there are rumors, and I stress at this point they are only rumors, that there's some kind of a political shakeup taking place in China. An attempted coup, possibly botched. Again, this is all rumor. There's no confirmation from independent sources. But it's rather interesting that the chatter is already showing an impact on the financial markets because of concerns of how China, were it to go through a period of turmoil, would upset the world economy. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like our server is just now coming back up with all of its new bells and whistles and everything else. So hopefully the chat room will start filling and people will start posting articles again. And well, it looks like we've already got about 1,000 people reading the website. So I guess they knew it was working even ahead of my being able to do so. All right, so we're back up and running and rocking and rolling, and that will be a lot of that'll be a good thing here. All righty, let's see. Now, we're talking about the situation where there is a rumor, and I emphasize it is a rumor, of a potential shakeup in China. Obviously, if there is some kind of turmoil in China, the economic ripples will basically impact the entire world at a time when really we don't need any more ripples than we've got already. So the other ramification is that if there were a change in the government of China and this new coup that's taking place were to align with the United States against Iran and Russia, that would probably checkmate Russia, and the U.S. plan to conquer the world would start continuing or accelerating. So certainly the United States of America would be very, very eager to see a change in the Chinese government right now. So we're going to keep an eye on that. We do know that a lot of times the government will change in China, and there's almost no mention of it at all in the corporate press until it's already over and done with. So we'll see what's going on. There's another story that apparently a Chinese nuclear submarine was ordered back to port because they may have had something to do with the plot. So anyway, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Now, there is a confirmed report that Russian troops have deployed into Dagestan officially to combat terrorism. And yes, Dagestan is one of the stands that Russia has been having a great deal of difficulty with. But it's only 124 miles from Iran. And so this could potentially be a forward deployment to basically pre-position troops within rapid move of getting into Iran to forestall an American invasion. So at this point, it does seem that the pieces are being moved about the chessboard, and we're in the mid-game at this particular point. Now, the good news, or the bad news, depending upon whether or not they go ahead with this nonsense, there have been several war games regarding the idea of an Israeli strike against Iran supported by the United States of America. And the war games are not working out very well. They're basically pointing to major U.S. losses and basically a great deal of danger for the United States of America, which Israel could care less about. But Iran, and especially if Syria is aligned with Iran against Israel, which is likely to happen, at least in terms of Hezbollah, they can't make the war game work out to a U.S.-Israeli victory. So I'm sure Netanyahu's going to say, we will pray to God and he will deliver the victory and he will smite our wicked and let's go ahead and invade anyway. Now, there's been another war game, basically this one involving combat aircraft. And apparently it's showing up that the F-35 and F-22, some of the most expensive warplanes ever developed by the United States of America, just are not able to perform. I think they represent a very disastrous trend in almost all of American product development of going overboard on the gadgets and gizmos and really not paying attention to underlying quality, with the result that most American products are viewed by foreign nations as clunky, feature-choked with things people don't want. Microsoft Office is a classic example. Microsoft Word, it's just full of all kinds of stuff you never use, but they never fix the underlying bugs with the actual application itself. So the same things with the F-35 and the F-22. We've been talking about those for a long time. F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. F-35 still having difficulty flying in the rain. And the naval version cannot land on the carrier because the arrestor hook is in the wrong place. And on and on and on and on. But they're very expensive and they got all kinds of buttons and stuff. They're not as bad as the F-104 cockpit. If you're an aviation enthusiast and you've ever seen an F-104, and I got to see one out at Edwards Air Force Base many years ago, it had so many buttons and switches. There were places where the pilot had to literally reach around behind his seat and grope with his hand to find some of the controls for the aircraft. And that complexity actually started killing a lot of pilots, and that's when they started working on the new idea of a simplified cockpit to make the mission a little bit easier for the pilots, which was a very good idea, I might add. But still in all, they're very, very complicated devices, and I think part of it comes from this desire to try and create one airplane that can fulfill all these multiple missions. And as a result, you're trying to be all things to all people, and you wind up not being very good at any one of them. In the latest war games, the exercise Pacific Vision is what they're calling it. And basically, they aren't proving themselves to be very effective against aircraft produced by competing companies like Russia. Meanwhile, over in Iran, despite the sanctions from last January, Iran's oil exports are increasing. Just not to the United States or Europe or any of those places that need the oil, which is why our gasoline prices are starting to go up. There's an artificially created shortage by these sanctions that's harming the United States of America, that's harming you, the taxpayer and the consumer, that's harming the people of Europe, that is bringing all of our economies just that much closer to complete and utter collapse. And it's not affecting Iran. Iran is exporting even more oil than they did before, and worse for the United States of America, they're not bothering to go through dollars for the transactions, which has the U.S. government in the Senate saying, you can't do that. We commandeth that everybody in the world trade their oil in dollars. That's just the way it's supposed to be. So when, you know, the moral of the lesson is when you tell an oil-producing country you're not allowed to use dollars anymore, they're going to turn around and say, okay, we're not going to use dollars anymore. See, you're happy now. We'll sell our oil to somebody else for whatever their currency happens to be. Classic case of cutting off your nose to spite your face. All this harm to the American people, all this harm to the people of Europe. For what? Because Israel wants it? Even Israel admits Iran is not a nuclear threat any longer. They just want to make war on them just because they don't want to admit they were wrong. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, Mike. You know, I heard you talking about the weaponry, whether it's outmoded or, you know, faulty and whatnot. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Oliver North and that whole scandal during the Reagan administration.
Yeah, I am very much old enough to remember Oliver North.
Oh, good deal. Well, for some of the listeners that aren't familiar with it, there was what was called the Iran-Iraq War. And Oliver North's job was to supply both sides. And
yes.
He would give the brand new weapons to Israel. Then Israel would give their weapons to Iran. And then there were various deals to secretly supply the Iranians. So basically what it was a product testing ground, and U.S. weapons would go to Iraq, who would fight Iran, who would be using U.S. weapons. So if you looked at it from the big picture, it was U.S. weapons with one training session versus U.S. weapons using another training session, and like a legal training session versus an illegal training session. And so it was U.S. weapons. It was a product test war. And they didn't care who won. They just wanted to see how well the weapons worked so they could sell more of them around the world. And so when we're looking at what's going on today, basically they're using top secrecy to deny the public the ability to find out what's really going on. And they're shipping these weapons around the world to have more product testing. And it's a horror that they've turned war into a profit-making venture. And
it always has been.
Well, yeah. And so you ignore the reason for the war, the excuse for these people are evil, these people don't believe like we believe. That's all the hoax to stir up the trouble, which justifies them selling more weapons. And it's a mess. As a matter of fact, if you're old enough to remember Oliver North, you probably remember then Landsat, which was the satellite technology. And as it was getting better, they were able to put different filters on the cameras and on the satellites, and they were able to discover the veins of minerals in the ground. So they could see copper running through here, lead or iron or this and that and the other. And so you could really tell where the wars of the future were going to be by that knowledge of where the minerals were. And so when
I very much remember Landsat, and I remember its paired satellite CSAT. Mm-hmm. And I was there at JPL when all of a sudden they came in and classified that, because that synthetic aperture radar was revealing the wakes of submerged submarines, and they had to basically clamp on down on that one real fast. But it was amazing how much they can see from space. But to get back to your other situation about the Iran-Iraq war, it wasn't quite as simple as simply being a product demonstration, because the original intent was to reconquer Iran using Iraq in order to reimpose the Shah following the 1979 revolution. The reason Oliver North was supplying weapons to Iran through Israel was a result of the secret deal that Reagan and Bush had made while Carter was still in office. And even though it was a violation of the Boland Act, Reagan and actually George Bush Sr. made this deal with Iran that if you will release the hostages when we tell you to, after Carter had lost his reelection over the hostage crisis, then we will get arms to you to fight against the war. And so it was a little bit darker than just a product demonstration. We have to take a break for commercials. Thanks for the call, David. We'll be right back.
Heart rate. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're just getting word there's been a major quake in Mexico, just to the east of Acapulco. Some of the servers are saying it's like 7.9 or even an 8. I've gotten a flash from the tsunami office, but no details yet that they may be issuing a warning or a watch on that situation. We'll keep you apprised on that one. But knowing what Mexico's geology is like and knowing what Mexico's earthquake code isn't, I expect we're probably going to be hearing that there's been a lot of damage in that area, and hopefully not, you know, people are okay over there. But it's a bad situation there. Now, getting back to the Middle East, over in Afghanistan, the U.S. government has basically conceded that the massacre of 16 civilians, including 9 children, and the rape of 2 women by either 1 or 20 U.S. soldiers, depending upon who you're talking to, is damaging the U.S. mission to win the hearts and minds of the people of Afghanistan after 10 years of war. Gee, you think? I mean, the Afghani people do not want the United States there. It has been 10 years of war. You beat Alexander the Great by 7 years. Declare victory and bring our kids home. Because it is going to be downhill from here. Because after last weekend, the United States government and the United States Army have shown themselves to be exactly the same kind of creature as the Soviet Union and the Soviet Army. And the Afghani people didn't really sit still for them either. So we need to be keeping an eye on that one. Now, interesting little story here locally. 200 Marines from here in Hawaii are being deployed to Australia. Now, I don't think we're going to overthrow Australia. They're very pro-American down there. But we've been hearing about how various military units are assembling at this base on the north coast of Australia, which is not the most pleasant place in the world to be. And basically, the U.S. government is saying this signals a shift in America's focus in the Asia-Pacific region. In other words, are we getting ready to start a Pacific war? You know, already one in the Middle East that's going full tilt boogie. Are they talking about going into Korea? Are they talking about war with China? Remember, the United States government has a major, major motive to get into a war with China in order to basically write off all the debt that China holds. Yes, we owe you trillions and trillions of dollars, but we're at war with you now. We're never going to pay you now. Good reason to start a war. The low-cost alternative. Let's invade. So, all righty. Let's see. Now, I want to talk about the economy. People have been worried about Greece. Now, Greece did succeed in making this large bulk payment on their debt, mostly because other countries were loaning them the money to make that payment so they wouldn't default and trigger credit default swaps. Didn't work entirely because the auction of Greek bonds this week only produced about 21.75% of their expected value. Remember, they did this complex deal of a bond swap where the bonds that were already outstanding were going to be traded for these new bonds, and the new bonds are going to be auctioned off in order to basically make the payment on the debt. And they only got about 21.75% at the auction. So the credit default swaps on Greece are going to have to pay out now 78.25 cents on the euro to settle the contracts. The first bank that has gone public already is one up in Austria. They're basically looking at 1.3 billion dollars. But the biggest seller of these credit default swaps on Greek debt was Bank of America. And so far, we're not hearing from them what their exposure is. They're the second largest credit default swap seller in the entire world. And I would imagine the phones are ringing and the doors are being knocked on even now as I speak. So what is Bank of America going to do? Raise rates and screw their customers to pay off the credit default swaps? Or are they going to go to the United States government and say, we need another bailout, and they're going to screw everybody? And that is the essence of fascism. Bank of America made a bad business decision. They sold credit default swaps on Europe's debt, and they did not keep the cash reserves necessary to cover reasonable losses. See, regular insurance companies are regulated. They are required to have cash reserves on hand to make payments on claims on the insurance they sell. Just common sense business. But credit default swaps remain unregulated. And these companies that sell them are selling them out the door and enjoying the money that's coming in, and they didn't set up cash reserves. That's what sank AIG. They sold the credit default swaps expecting they were never going to have to pay on them. They didn't have the money saved to make the payments, and they collapsed. Looks like Bank of America may be in the same fix right now. So we will see what happens. Need to keep an eye on their stock prices. I know today the American stock market opened heading sharply down and then miraculously turned around and headed right back up again thanks to the plunge protection team. But it is all rigged. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're keeping an eye on the situation over there in Mexico. The quake is now estimated at 7.6, which I'm not sure that the 0.3 are really going to impress anybody. There is no tsunami warning issued for the Pacific Basin and not for here in Hawaii, so we can all put the surfboards away there, gang. False alarm. And as we start to get word from Mexico what's happened there, and hopefully they have not been hit too hard. Now then, getting back to the world economy, we understand that Greece kind of sort of is actually defaulted on a lot of its debt. And over and above the voluntary write-downs, the bondholders are cashing in the credit default swaps for roughly three-quarters of the money that they owed it. Now, it's not a significant amount of money in and of itself. But if the credit default swaps are not paid off, if the sellers of the credit default swaps delay, are not able to make the payments immediately, then there's going to be cash crises rippling all the way through the banks of Europe. One of the effects that we're seeing in Europe is the large banks, the Bank of England, the Bank of International Settlements, and the central banks, are starting to buy up the small local banks as they get into trouble. Used to be they would help the small local banks with loans, which is what the central banks were supposed to be set up to do. Now they're using the crisis to basically consolidate all the banks into there is only the Federal Reserve, to basically couch it in American terms. There are no more small independent banks. It's all the big central bank. It's in control of the nation's economy. It's in control, basically in control of your life. And that's a very, very dangerous situation because we've pointed out many, many times. The purpose of a civil government is to hold the money junkies in check. But when the money junkies become the government, that is fascism. That's exactly where we are. Meanwhile, Representative Issa, in a recent speech, basically got back to the talking points that Wall Street is putting out, that it's all the fault of the homeowners, that the robo-signing crisis and the fraudulent foreclosure practices never would have happened if these homeowners hadn't bought homes they couldn't afford to pay for. Forgetting, of course, that at the moment they bought them, they could afford the payments. And then the high-paying jobs went away to other countries courtesy of tax incentives passed by the United States Congress and the federal government, including Representative Issa. And let us not forget that a lot of people who were right on the borderline of buying a home were lured into that purchase by the first-time homebuyer tax credit of $8,000, which was actually a loan, not a credit. They didn't give you anything. And that, too, was passed by the United States Congress, including Representative Issa. Congress, members of Congress, had their money invested in this whole mortgage-backed security fraud. And so the laws were basically altered to allow this thing to move forward because everybody thought they were going to get rich. And actually, they did. And the losses were all dumped on the American people. And now Representative Issa wants to play blame the victim for all of this. We know criminality took place. We know the mortgage-backed security fraud is the biggest financial swindle in history. And the official policy of the United States government is we're going to pretend it didn't happen. We're going to paper it all over. We'll have a little wrist slap of a mortgage fraud settlement, and nobody will be allowed to prosecute the banks, and nobody's going to have to go to jail. And those gosh darn homeowners are just going to have to get used to living in smaller houses that are worth much less money. Because after all, we can't have a global society until everybody is globally poor. So, those of you who are in Representative Issa's district, please vote him out this November. We need a government that's going to take care of the American people, not just say, ah, it's your own fault, your life sucks. We vote you into office and we give you our tax money to make our lives better, not to make them worse, or not to simply ignore them, ignore our problems when you're in office. You're supposed to be taking care of this country, not Israel. Not Iraq, not Afghanistan, not Syria, not Lebanon, not Libya. You're supposed to be taking care of this country. That's what you are voted into office and paid to do by the American taxpayer. And if you're not doing it, please have the decency to resign. If you want to help Israel, move there and run for office in the Knesset. I'm sure they will welcome you with open arms and a big, wet, sloppy kiss. Speaking of Israel, according to the United Nations, Israeli settlers living in the illegal settlements built on Palestinian land are taking over the Palestinians' water supplies. The Israeli settlers have basically captured and cordoned off 30 freshwater springs in the West Bank and made them inaccessible to the Palestinians. Now, to deprive a population of the basic necessities of life is a crime against humanity. It's a war crime. And the facts on the ground notwithstanding, even Israel's government understands these settlements are illegal under international law, and the people living within them are committing an international crime. And to go out and simply say, well, we're going to take your water, and we're going to make sure we're not going to even share it with you anymore. So that's one thing. If you need water and you go to the springs and the Palestinians, they say, you know, can we share your water? And the Palestinians probably, by and large, are going to say, yeah, you can have some of it. But that's never good enough. The settlers take all of it. And they're basically, and they're not only just using these springs for their own water, they're trying to turn them into tourist attractions, picnic areas. They put up signs in Hebrew saying, welcome to this spring, please come in and have fun and have all the water you want. And they don't own that land, they don't own those springs, they don't own the resources, and the Palestinians are being forced to do without, not only for their own drinking water needs, but for their crops. And the United Nations is reporting on this, and they won't do anything because it'll go to the Security Council, where the United States government will veto any measures again. So. Oh, man. Now, apparently, Ehud Barak is signing a deal for a sixth German-made Dolphin-class submarine. Germany is paying for a third of the submarine as their reparations for World War II, which is kind of strange because the government that started World War II in Germany doesn't exist anymore. And the people who fought in that war are all pretty much dead and gone. So what does what happened in the beginning of the previous century have anything to do with the people of Germany today? Why should they pay for a submarine for Israel, especially one capable of delivering nuclear weapons, and give it to a nation that has openly threatened to use nuclear weapons on Europe if Europe dares not obey what Israel says? Now, here's another good one. There was a video on YouTube the other day, and it showed how the IDF was using military dogs to attack peaceful, unarmed Palestinian protesters. YouTube pulled the video. We linked to it briefly because it showed just how brutal conditions are in Israel. And YouTube pulled the video, saying it's a violation of YouTube policies. Oh? I mean, YouTube, you can go all over there and find naked women, and you can find explosions, and you can certainly find videos of American soldiers, you know, killing and shooting civilians all over the war zone. But when Israel does it, when Israel uses military dogs to attack Palestinians, that's a violation of YouTube policy. I'd like to see exactly what that policy is and why it should be applied to this video and not the others. I think the policy is an unwritten one. No videos that make Israel look bad. Same policy followed by the corporate TV networks in this country. But it's a classic case of censorship to benefit a specific nation, a specific group of people. And I think we just all need to be aware that this is going on, even at places like YouTube. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The What Really Happens server is back up and running and doing so very, very happily here. We've all heard of the Stuxnet computer worm. This is one that was developed by Israel and the United States specifically to attack the Iranian nuclear power station. And the sheer recklessness of this could have triggered a meltdown. This could have wrecked the nuclear power station. Probably that was its intention, and showered radioactivity all over Iran. That appears to have been its intention. It also appears this Stuxnet got out into the wild and was infecting and disrupting these Siemens controllers all over Asia, all over Russia. The Russians are furious about this. We know that Stuxnet was in computers around the Fukushima nuclear power plant prior to the quake and tsunami. We know that following the quake and tsunami, emergency systems inside Fukushima that used the Siemens controllers did not work the way they were supposed to, compounding the disaster. Because of the intense radiation, we will probably never be able to determine from those Siemens controllers still inside those reactors whether or not they were infected. But we cannot rule out the possibility. There has since been a new Trojan out there called Son of Stuxnet, goes by the name of Dooku, which I think is a character out of the Star Wars movies. And it's written in a very, very high-level programming language. They were trying to figure it out. And it appears to be Kaspersky Lab, has basically worked out the code and what it was written in and the extensions used to basically make it portable and powerful. And without getting into the technical details, what they're coming out and saying is this is designed to be portable and reusable. In other words, this is the first of a whole new generation of these cyber weapons that are designed to intentionally infect and disrupt any industrial process control anywhere in the world. Never mind nuclear power stations. Could disrupt refineries, could disrupt factories making automobiles or electronics, could disrupt hospital equipment, could disrupt anywhere that these Siemens controllers are being used. Who would do such a thing? What do they hope to profit by it? Well, we already know that the finger of suspicion points to Israel because of little secret messages left inside the original code of Stuxnet that contain references to Hebrew religious characters. And again, the incredible recklessness of such a weapon that threatens to unleash radioactive or chemical spills across innocent civilians. That sounds like an act of terror to me. When you unleash a weapon that can potentially destroy a nuclear reactor and shower radioactivity all over the place, or blow up a refinery with all the damage that can cause, that's an act of terror right there. After Fukushima and the possibility that Stuxnet contributed and exacerbated that disaster, you would think whoever's behind this might pull back and say, this needs a rethink. Are we really willing to risk such collateral damage on a planetary scale in order to vent our anger and rage at Iran, who is not even producing nuclear weapons? Clearly the answer is yes, because this thing is still out there. Dan in the control room is saying it's Skynet version 0.5A, the golden cut. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's some very, very reckless stuff. You know, we talk about a radioactive disaster like Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or Fukushima, which is now the gold medal winner. And as bad as they are, it tends to be localized. But we have here a classic case of a cyber weapon designed to infect a specific target for a specific purpose, breaking wild and causing trillions of dollars of damage all over the world. And to the people who release it, it's an acceptable cost of waging war on their enemy. Probably they're going around all these companies with the Siemens controllers and saying, for a small fee, we will disinfect your network. We will take the Stuxnet out of there, or we'll make sure Stuxnet can't infect you. It's like the old protection racket. You got to pay us the production money or something bad going to happen to your refinery. That's what's going on around here. I want to talk a little bit about Jason Russell and his Invisible Children's Charity. Somebody found this video from back in 2006, and it was supposed to be one of their fundraising videos. And they spent a lot of their donation money producing this thing, and you watch it, and it's actually hilariously funny. Because this was supposed to be the Global Night Commute, which is one of their fundraiser things. And starting about 2 minutes in, it goes into this music video of dancing, and it's just a blatant ripoff of Michael Jackson's videos, Michael Jackson's dancing style. They used the music from Michael Jackson's Captain EO attraction at Disneyland. I don't know if Disney or Michael Jackson's lawyers are going to get after them now. And they spent a lot of money on it, and it looks chintzy anyway. And what it tells us is that this Invisible Children's Charity was never about the children. It was just about them becoming media stars, and they want to be out there in the front just singing and dancing, and it was all about self-aggrandizement. And that may explain why Jason Russell had his little naked self-abuse session on the streets of San Diego the other day. He thinks he's a rock star, and he's acting like one. Jason, I hate to be the one to tell you this, Michael Jackson's dead of that lifestyle. So... Alrighty, let's see. Ron Paul is going to be on the Tonight Show tonight with Jay Leno. So you might want to make a point of tuning in and seeing what he has to say. Interesting little story coming out of Tennessee, where witnesses are reporting that a gentleman dressed in a suit and tie, you know, looking like a Republican, was caught at 2 o'clock in the morning pulling up Ron Paul signs in a neighborhood, just, you know, running down the lawns and taking up all the signs and throwing them in his car, and he got caught doing it. So the other side is definitely fighting dirty. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
WhatReallyHappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're following the news coming out of Mexico. The quake apparently did shake Mexico City itself. That's going to be a bit of a problem, because if you remember the history of Mexico City, it began as a swamp. And the original inhabitants basically decided to build there because one of their priests had a vision about an eagle eating a rattlesnake standing on a cactus, which is still very prominent in their national symbolism. And when they saw it, they were in the middle of this swamp. So they started building these little islands in the middle of the swamp connected with bridges. And it proved very effective because it made it almost impossible for anybody to successfully invade and attack, and that's why they became very successful. But as a result, modern Mexico City is basically built on what amounts to a gigantic landfill. And during quake activity, it just comes apart. So we're waiting to get more information coming out of that. But it's a major quake, and we hope for the best for all of them down there. Now, as you have probably noticed, there are food prices are soaring worldwide because of food shortages caused by a flux, just numerous activity and causes. One of them, of course, is all this genetically modified crops, which turn out to be actually producing less yield than their natural variants, quite to the contrary of the advertising from these companies pushing these seed products. And now a lot of the farmers can't go back. They gave up their natural seed stock. They're committed contractually to these companies providing the genetically modified crops. There was a huge situation over in India where farmers were committing suicide, mass suicides by farmers who had been ordered by their government in exchange for generous bribes from the genetically modified companies, we presume. They'd been ordered by their government to plant these new versions of corn, which utterly failed. It's Lysenkoism all over again. It's absolute disaster, absolute disaster. That's one problem. Here in the United States of America and many of the countries in Europe, large areas of farmland were deliberately set aside for growing crops for the production of ethanol. Remember, we're all going to put alcohol in our gas tank instead of gas, despite the fact the fuel systems weren't designed for alcohol and started dissolving. But it sounded good, and it made Al Gore happy, so that was a good reason to do that. And so that created food shortages that drove food prices up. Now, of course, as oil prices are going up and oil is now in limited supply, food transportation is becoming problematic. And on top of that, the world's currencies are being devalued rapidly. It's an absolute nightmare, and there's nowhere out of it because the money junkies are basically in control of the whole situation. And they think it's great. They're making a ton of money. You know, hungry people are obedient people. That's the attitude they seem to have out there. All righty, let's see what's going on out here. There is a plan up in Connecticut. That's it. We got to take a break for the top of the hour for station identification. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Join us on the air.